It's been a very challenging period, but a wonderful period during Ramadan. It's the month in the Islamic calendar during which Muslims fast, not only fast, but don't drink any water from sunup to sundown. Also, don't smoke. In Yemen, the challenge is you also can't choose khat. But despite these extra challenges, our staff here in the Yemen country office and all the field offices continue to do amazing things for children and their families throughout the country. We scaled up our food security programs. We expanded our mobile health teams. We actually delivered non-food items and trucked water into Abyan, which is actually not safe enough for anyone to work in. But we delivered clothing, for example, to 5,000 kids who didn't have any garments. So it's a period of contemplation in Islam. People get very introspective. The idea of Ramadan is you fast so that you have the same feeling as someone who does without. And it does get very introspective, and there is less energy. But our staff rose to the challenge and continued to deliver large scale for kids. And there's always an Eid, that is a festival after Ramadan. It's called Eid al-Fitr, which means the festival of breaking the fast. Our staff have a lot to celebrate because despite the fact that they weren't eating or drinking during the day all through this month, which is just about to end, they continue to do amazing things and deliver services in remote areas and work in areas that really aren't particularly safe. And as they say here, alhamdulillah, all praise to God and also praise to our staff.